Why did you hit your sister? She made me mad, and I just reacted. Why did you eat all of that candy at once? I couldn't help it. It just tasted so good. I just couldn't stop. Why did you take that toy away from your brother? Because I felt like it. Hi, I'm Shannon Lenz, your spiritual fitness coach. Chances are you've heard some of these excuses before. Maybe you've even used some of these as justifications for your own bad behavior. When we hear them come out of the mouths of children, we recognize how ridiculous they sound. But when these excuses pop into our own minds to justify our own sin, they don't seem quite as ridiculous. At least, not until we say them out loud. Why did you honk and yell expletives at that other driver? Because he made me mad and I just reacted. Why did you binge eat all of that junk food? I couldn't help it. It just tasted so good, I just couldn't stop. Why did you waste all day watching inappropriate videos on your phone? Because I felt like it. Self-control is a difficult virtue to develop. It takes a great deal of discipline to learn to control our impulses. But learn to control them, we must. After all, we can't go around the workplace slapping everyone who makes us mad, declaring that we just couldn't help it. We are responsible for our actions, even if it feels like we're the victims of overwhelming temptation. Thankfully, if we are believers in Christ, we don't have to struggle to overcome our sinful desires alone. We can look for the escape hatch and then take it. What do I mean? Well, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, the Apostle Paul wrote, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it." God is faithful. Paul said that when temptations overwhelm us, God will provide a way out. So look for the escape hatch. Giving in to the temptation and engaging in sin isn't the only choice you can make. We may not be able to stand up against the temptation in the strength of our own willpower, but if we are in Christ, we depend on the strength of his power, not our own. Paul also confirmed that you aren't the first person on the planet to struggle with this temptation, and you probably won't be the last. That's good news, because it means that someone else out there understands what you're going through. Other believers have fought the same battle, and chances are many of them have overcome through the power of Christ. In Christ, you are not at the mercy of your every urge. You are not a sitting duck for the next wave of temptation to take you down. God is faithful. There is a way out that doesn't involve giving in to sin. Look for the escape hatch. In Christ, you can learn self-control. Here's my challenge for you today. Ask someone you trust to be your accountability partner. Share your particular struggle with them. Ask them to pray for you and check in on you regularly. Just knowing that someone is praying for you can encourage you to keep fighting the good fight. Also, knowing that someone else is going to be checking up on you can be a great deterrent to giving in to temptation. Finally, pray. Ask God to give you the strength to overcome any temptations that come your way and help you to develop more self-control. Then go and win today.